And now, Command Performance cordially invites you to come along to the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall in Harlem, the hangout of a group of gentlemen whom I'm sure are very familiar to all of you. I refer, of course, to Amos and Andy. As we go into the lodge hall, we find Andy and the Kingfish in one of the offices discussing Andy's recent graduation from a correspondence school for piano playing. Let's listen in.
Put it there, Brother Andy. I want to congratulate you on graduating from the correspondence school of music.
Oh, yeah. Look at that diploma I got here with all the ribbons and the sealing wax on it.
Yeah,
you ought to have been at that graduation. I was a happy man.
Yeah, so I missed it, Brother Andy. Tell me this. Did you wear one of them square hats on your head with the black gown?
Oh, no, no. I graduated in my long underwear.
No, you graduated in your long underwear.
Yeah, that's how I was when the mailman rung the doorbell and handed me my diploma.
Oh, no, that ain't very dignified way of getting graduated.
Yeah, I didn't even have time to put my slippers on.
Brother Andy, though, tell me this. That's a great thing you got there. It must be great to know everything about piano playing.
Oh, Kingfish, I really worked on that course. I studied all them lessons till I knows them by heart.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now I can hardly wait to get a piano so I can try it all out.
I don't want to appear full of ignorance or nothing like that, but my ear been acting up funny here lately. Did I hear you say that you had done graduated piano player and you still ain't touched the piano?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? After all, you don't have to be a baby to be a baby doctor.
No, you're right there.
You don't have to be dead to be no undertaker.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I'm just a little old-fashioned. For some reason, I still like the piano player that plays the piano. I don't know why.
Oh, well, that's just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, Kingfish, the reason I took this course is so that I can give piano lessons myself to other people.
Oh, I guess it now, Andy. You're going to be a teacher.
That's it, that's it.
I
got all the fellas, all my friends out looking for pupils for me now. Mm-hmm. The Andrew H. Brown Observatory of Music.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to make a fortune out of this.
Now, wait a minute. Now, look here, Andy. You know I'm your pal. Now, look here. Now, listen to me. Now, how about taking me in as a partner here? Mm-hmm. Now, don't forget, I know a little about piano playing myself now.
Yeah, well, that ain't a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work together.
That's it.
Yeah, this can be the highest class school in the world. Each one of us will be a specialist. I'll learn them the white keys, and you learn them the black keys.
Yeah.
It's nice of you, Mr. Turby, to come up here to our lodge hall in Harlem to talk over the idea of you playing for us next week at our charity concert.
Well, young man, I happen to be in New York, and if the days do not conflict with my concerts, I'll be glad to help you out.
Oh, gee, that's nice of you, and I know that you'll make our concert a big success.
Well, I hope so, my friend.
Yeah, it sure must be wonderful to be able to play a piano like you can, Mr. Turby. This is the piano here, by the way, that we is going to use in the concert. Maybe you better sit down there a second and see if it's in tune and everything. You can adjust the stool there.
All right, my friend. I'll try it.
How is it, Mr. Turby?
Well, the piano's all right. The stool needs a little tuning.
What you want, Lightning?
Excuse me, Mr. Andy, but Mr. Amos wants y'all to come across the hall and meet some fella there that's interested in piano playing.
Oh, Kingfish, hear that? Amos has got us a pupil.
Oh, great. Now, look here. We ought to soak him double for the honor of being our first pupil.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to charge him $1.50, because maybe I ought to give Amos 25 cents for getting it for me. Come on, Kingfish.
Yeah. Now, tell me this. Is you got your diploma in your pocket?
Yeah, maybe we can sell him that, too.
All right.
Come in, fellas. Mr. Turby, this is Mr. Brown and the Kingfish, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, glad to know you.
Us professors is pleased to meet you.
I wanted you to have the pleasure of meeting the greatest piano player in the world.
Oh, Amos, stop putting it on. There's a lot of other piano players good as I is.
No, you don't understand, and I mean...
Excuse me, Mr. Amos, there's a phone call out there for you. Better take it.
Thank you, Lightning. Excuse me, Mr. Turby.
Tell me this, Mr. Herbert.
Turby.
Mr. Turbin, how did you happen to come up here?
Well, you see, I came to New York to go into Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah, well, now, that's enough. You done made a smart move in deciding to switch over to us. You know, Mr. Wormby, I'm going to tell you, them long-haired fellows over there at Carnegie don't know nothing about teaching the piano. Oh, the hair gets in the eyes, they can't see the notes or nothing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Half of them is playing in the cracks. You see, Mr. Turkey, the first rule we got in our school is that all of us professors has got to keep their hair cut short.
Pardon me. Do I understand that you are going to give me piano lessons?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Turmoil. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Yes. We can either give you the beginners or the advanced.
Well, I think I'd better take the fastest one because I'm playing with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra tomorrow night.
Oh, well, I better take off my coat here and get busy right away. Now, look here. Here is the instrument right over here.
Yeah, step this way, Mr. Derby.
Now, this is called the piano. Now, the place where all these keys is here, that's what we call the dashboard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, the dashboard. Yes, yes. Do you have a self-starter on this dashboard?
Oh, no, you don't need no starter for the piano. You were thinking about the electric player piano that you put a nickel in. That's what you think.
Oh, yes, I see.
Now, the idea is to hit these keys right smack on the nose like this.
I think that is C, Professor Brown.
Yes, that's C. D, E, F, G.
And then it goes right on. H, I, J, K.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, the main thing, Mr. Jerky, is the main thing here is to keep your knuckles low. You see, we teaches the knuckle down low system. Now, right here, go ahead, try hitting the keys.
Dan, don't forget, knuckles down.
You mean like this?
Uh-oh, you see Kingfish, he learning already.
Yeah. That just goes to show you, Mr. Turbin, that it appears to come to the best teachers.
Mr. Turbin, that phone call was for you. They want you to come down for a rehearsal at the New York Philharmonic.
Well, why didn't you tell him that he's busy taking a piano lesson?
Wait a minute, Andy. You ain't trying to give Mr. Turby a piano lesson, is you, Andy?
Why, you think he's going to be too hard to teach?
Oh, Mr. Turby here happens to be one of the world's greatest piano players. He gets thousands of dollars for just one appearance. He's a concert artist.
Oh, he is, huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that put a different angle on the matter, don't it?
It sure do. Well, in that case, Mr. Termite, tell you what. Kingfish, what about it?
Mr. Turkey, we'll make you a deal. We'll give you lessons for half price.